together this morning with faith in our hearts and our expectation on Jesus, let's welcome together the Senior Pastor of Restoration Bible Church Worldwide, Reverend.
Good morning, church. How are we this morning? Rested, fresh, and ready to go? Let's give the Lord a shout this morning. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I'm sure I will need you later on. Please be seated. Amen. Wow. I always love the morning people, because there are people that are making sacrifice of joy. They've come for more. I know it's not that easy. Sometimes take time off work. But it's so good to have you. And again, I would like to appreciate the set man and the set woman of this house. Can we appreciate them? Can we appreciate them? I appreciate now. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you, Sama. Please, you may be seated in His presence. It's good to be here. This morning, we're going to try to cut a little bit deeper. Amen? It was a good, good word last night, but today we want to give a little bit of meat. You know? So if I say something that kind of, just can put it on the shelf, it will make sense later. Hallelujah. Because, truth has many sides. For a coin to be complete, it's head and tail. So we're giving the other side this morning. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for this house of David and your plans and purposes in the end time. Thank you for raising the right people here to bring that into fruition. Even as we go into your word this morning, I ask, O God, that you glorify yourself as you always do. We return all the glory for what you did last night. And for all that will be said and done here again today, we give you back the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Everyone says amen. This morning I will be talking about the joy of consecration. Can you say that with me? Now, last night, let's start in 1 Peter 1, 7 to 9. We try to differentiate between joy and happiness. Happiness depends on happenings. You get a good raise in the office, you are happy. Somebody sends you a recharge card, you are happy. You get a new car from your husband, you are happier. Hallelujah to Jesus. A free holiday trip to Dubai or London. Hallelujah. So that's happiness, but it's not joy. 1 Peter 1, 7 to 9 is a good place to start. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now watch verse 8. Whom having not seen, you haven't seen him, you are going through a crisis, you are going through a challenging situation. Please bear in mind that when this scripture was written, it was written to people going through trouble. They were going through extreme persecution. And if you don't read it together, you would think it was written to people who are sitting in the comfort of their room and they just got a pay rise and something happy happened to them. These guys were not having a happy time. Please note that. So watch this now. Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Anybody who has been through persecution because of where I work and the things we do, I can relate to these guys. Some persecutions are very heavy. But here it's saying that you haven't seen Jesus, but you are going through persecution on account of your faith, but you believe and you rejoice. So the joy of the Lord, or the joy of consecration, believes and rejoices before seeing the manifestation. Say with me, the joy of consecration believes and rejoices before seeing the manifestation. Can we say that one more time? The joy of consecration believes and rejoices before seeing the manifestation. You can write down Acts 27, 22 to 26. Paul was in the middle of a storm, heading for a shipwreck. And he told the people to cheer up. Have you ever been, anybody ever been on a flight that was caught in thunderstorm? Anybody else? The kind of prayer people pray that time. Everybody will be calling on his God. One time I was flying home from Leeds through France. And before we were going to come down at Charles de Gaulle, my God, even when you book and pray, the thing was, the runway was filled with water, and it was, everybody was praying. I was giving thanks because the word of the Lord had gone ahead. We didn't land there. They took us somewhere anyway. Long story short. But Paul was in the middle of a storm approaching a shipwreck. And he said, cheer up. So he believed something, even though he hadn't seen it. Another day I was in Lagos somewhere preaching. And I had a vision about 2 a.m. that the plane I entered crashed. How many of you would like to have that kind of vision? Very open vision. So it woke me up. It was like a night vision. I said, Lord, you know, I can always buy another ticket. How many of you won't talk to me? Don't be religious with God. Just talk plain. I said, Lord, you know, I just changed the flight. I don't need to take it. He said, just pray. So I prayed till morning. Till I was to take the flight. I said, when I still go to the airport, I said, Lord, you know, let's have a discussion here. I can actually change this ticket. He said, I want you to be on that flight. But I had peace, so I got on the flight. It went very smooth, nothing. When we were about to land, the thought just occurred to me. I said, that vision I had, Seth. That vision. Anyway, it's already cancelled. That is why. Because one man said, maybe it was something that brought the vision. Maybe it was not even God. And I prayed for like 3 hours, and maybe it was not God, you know. As I had that thought, the guy approached too fast, and he tried to slow down. You know that thing, you can't slow down like that. He approached too fast, and he left the wrong way, entered the grass. He placed it there, come and see prayer. People were, everybody was, even the two girls in front of me who were cursing before started calling on God. The word of God had gone before. You need to leave. Prayer needs to be in front of you, not behind you. Anyway, when we came out, I was laughing, telling them that, you these people. Sometimes God may put you in a place just to help people to come out. Anyway, in the middle of a storm, approaching a shipwreck where they lost everything, he said, cheer up. So this joy is not because something good has happened. You can rejoice in the midst of a very difficult situation. Our world needs that kind of joy today. The joy of consecration. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19. Let's look at that one. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail. This is not a good confession. And the field shall yield no meat. As some people say, I reject it in Jesus' name. Oh, it's in the Bible, I didn't write it. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. What's this guy talking about? Yet, what's the next word? Can you say it like you really mean it? And I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places, to the chief singer on my string instruments. This man is saying, if nothing is working in my life, no fig, no fruit, the olive has failed, it's like everything is not working, yet I will rejoice. Hallelujah to Jesus. Friends, this morning, there's a certain consecration you make to God that nothing moves you. Hallelujah. Some people say, well, if you come to Jesus, you will never have any problem. I beg to disagree. Jesus said, in the world you have tribulation. Jesus said, many are the afflictions, trouble of the righteous. Glory to God. And if you come into Christ with the mentality of there will never be any trouble, the first sign of trouble, you are ready to quit. It's like going to a marriage and say, once we enter this marriage, everything will be perfect. Well, the first sign of trouble, you are saying, did I miss God? Maybe it's the other guy I left that I'm supposed to be with. Your marriage is already in trouble because you are in two minds. Can I get a little amen in this house today? So it rejoices before seeing the manifestation. You know, this Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19, was the scripture, the priest that joined us 34 years, April 29th, in Kastrup, Denmark. She's still our friend today. This was the scripture she quoted on my wedding day. And I was saying, Father, what kind of scripture? This woman cannot quote blessed in the city. I hope she's not watching. Blessed in the field, you know. That was the way my mind worked. But it has come to mean a lot over the years that there are challenging times where it is only the joy of the Lord that will give you strength. Because the Bible says, it says, the Lord God is my strength. It's when you rejoice that the strength comes to overcome those challenging situations. Can somebody shout a big amen in the house today? Can somebody give the Lord a shout, irrespective of what you are going through right now? Hallelujah to Jesus. Say with me, the joy of consecration comes with total surrender and an attitude of thanksgiving. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, and Hebrews 10, 34 and 35. Hebrews 12, 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. There was joy before Jesus, so he endured something. You see, that joy comes with consecration. What Jesus went through for us was not easy. You know, you go through certain things, but nobody has gone through what Jesus went through. He died. He took the nature of sin. God rejected him. God turned his back on him. And he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? He went to hell for you, but he did it with an attitude of joy. There was joy in his front. He was not grumbling going through all those things. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hebrews 10, 34 and 35. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. The writer of Hebrews, that I believe is Paul, was saying, you took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. It was not like somebody came to your shop and started packing things and you are clapping. No, that's not it. It's like you lost something, and instead of regretting, or the generator packed off, and instead of everybody crying, we started praising God. That's when God moves in our behalf. Hello? I said we are putting a little bit of meat this morning. You took joyfully. If the devil cannot steal your joy, he cannot keep your goods. Did you hear what I said? If the devil cannot steal your joy, he cannot keep your good. Because joy is the atmosphere of heaven. Joy, the joy of the Lord is celebrating the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the greatness of God above your trouble. The joy of the Lord is changing the frequency that you are operating on. When you begin to operate in the frequency of heaven, and you begin to create the atmosphere of heaven, that God indwells, he inhabits the praises of his people. And as you begin to do that, your praise begin to suffocate the enemy. And the enemy says, I cannot stand the incense coming out of this girl, coming out of this house. And because he cannot stand that incense, that bondage is broken and that yoke is destroyed. Am I talking to living people in the house of the Lord today? Hallelujah to Jesus. Paul in prison was writing to free people. He said, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And if you check it out, so many times in those few chapters, he mentioned joy or rejoice so many times, maybe a dozen times or more in four chapters or so. So you can see how important it is that you rejoice no matter what hell is throwing at you. Joy of consecration comes with total surrender. You see... Oh, let me try and bring this to where we live. Hallelujah. Let me read you a scripture that will help us. Go to Psalm 16. From verse 8 to 11. Because if you don't read scriptures in context, you're going to get a different idea. He said, I have set the Lord always before me, because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Amen. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Now if you go to Acts 2, 26 and 27, Peter quoted part of this scripture on the day of Pentecost. I know who was talking about. He was talking about Jesus going to hell. Yes. That he did not allow the soul of his Holy One to see corruption. There's an attitude you must have. When you consecrate to the will of God. Listen to me. When you consecrate to the will of God, don't be a grumbling saint. I've said I'm going to do this in church. I've said, some of you have been sowing in tears this week. Some of you have given. You know, you can give with joy. You can give the sacrifice of strife. You are sacrificing, but... You know, some parents do that with their children. If you know I have suffered for you. This my back carried you for 9 months. This my hand did this for you. We had to sell the house to send you to university. We had to sell all my gold for you to go abroad. With everything that I have done for you. I see how you are. Is that how you'll be talking to your father? Who... is the sacrifice of strife. You can't do that with God. Everything you gave him, he first gave it to you. That you are sitting here this morning is not because of your pretty face or my I won't say handsome face. Maybe. We had to borrow breath this morning when we woke up. Say, God, I'm waking up. Put a little oxygen there. Otherwise, they will take you to the morgue. They will say, pack it up. So if I gave him time this morning, he said, they that sow in tears, I'm talking about the joy of consecration. They that sow in tears. If you are married this morning, I want to tell you there will be times you are going to sow into that marriage in tears. You are going to say, I'm doing this because I believe it's the will of God. And I want to say to you, you are going to come back with joy. You are going to come back rejoicing one day because you denied your flesh. You honored the Lord. You honored your covenant. Heaven is going to honor you. Is there a witness in the house of the Lord? I'm talking about the joy of consecration. There's a consecration you make to God. Maybe it's good. Maybe things may not be looking up for you. But because you've made up your mind. Some of you took time off work. Some of you have made some seed. You have sacrificed something. Some of you will still sacrifice for that generator. But I want to tell you, if you sow in tears, God will see to it that you reap in joy. Nobody can outgive God. You cannot give God your time, your talent, your resources. If you do it joyfully, God will see to it that
good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, you shall be overtaken with the provision. You shall be overtaken with the mercy. You will go from strength to strength as those that come to Zion. Is there somebody who believes in this house today? Give them a shout. Hallelujah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? But there's a certain consecration you cannot make without joy. If you have an attitude, okay, look at Joseph that went to jail for what he did not do. If Joseph had a political ambition to be a prime minister, one of the worst things you can be accused of is rape. And your shirt is the evidence. Your own don't badge. That means you are finished. There's nothing you can say. I don't care how. They'll just say. But you know, when the guy went to prison, he had an attitude of thanksgiving and joy. Otherwise, when he saw those people, you know, in Genesis there, he was saying to the guys, hey, what's wrong with you guys? In Genesis 45 to 8 or so, he was saying, why are you looking so sad? Who should be sad in that prison? You that they accused you. You should, some of us, if we go to something like that, I didn't do anything. No. God, why me? Come on, don't get religious on me. Why me? I pray more than everybody. I fast more than everybody. I even give more than... How do you know what other people are giving? I even give more than everybody. Look at what I have volunteered. Look at what I have done in this house. Why me? Why is my own proposal not coming? Why is that guy refusing to show up? Why is every girl I talk to giving me a nail in my forehead? God, why me? But no, if you did it to the Lord, for the Lord, you can be like Joseph in prison. And because of that joy, he was able to interpret other people's dreams. There's a joy of consecration. I believe Joseph made up his mind. If this vision is from God, nobody can take it away. I want to announce to somebody, everything born of God will overcome the world. Because you are born of God and the dream in your heart is born of heaven, it will overcome the troubles of this world. It will overcome the challenges of this time. Your marriage will survive. Your home will survive. Your children will survive. God will bring you to a wealthy place. Is there a witness in the house of the Lord today? The joy of consecration. Paul, writing to free people, said to them, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. But we know Paul preached. He preached it, he lived it. Because in that Philippian jail, he was rejoicing. He was saying praise God. He began to worship God. There are times you don't feel like worshiping God. That's when you should worship Him. There are times you feel like crying. Start laughing. Because the thing you need is already credited in your account. How many of you know that sometimes somebody says we have paid, but network can delay the alert appearing? The fact that there's a delay in the network does not compromise the integrity of the sender. If Pastor Shola says to me now, I have sent X to you, and network refused to, I won't be crying because of network. Because I know the person that promised me. Am I talking to somebody in this house? Your account is credited with babies already. I told you that story yesterday. That church I went. The baby shall be born. If you were here last night. The man, the saxophonist, came and danced. The baby came out dead. But because he rejoiced at the word of the Lord, the baby shook. And God brought the baby back. There's a way you keep his soul. May God give us understanding in the name of Jesus. Every scripture you read is your receipt of the payment of what Jesus did. If he says, by his stripes you are healed, that's the receipt. It's been paid for. Let me tell you quickly, there's a big difference. Everybody looked to the cross when Jesus comes. When Jesus comes. At the end of the month, when they pay me, I will pay you. So people's salary is already finished before the end of the month because they've taken the latest shoe, the latest Ankara, the latest everything before the end of the month. But the person came in and said, I know your company, I have more faith in your company that they are going to pay you. But our own has been credited. The person you are collecting from says, there is enough here to collect more than what you need. That should be enough ground to start rejoicing.
because Jesus credited your account. All the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ. Jesus! When I do that, that one testimony just hits me with that. I was in one little place in Nasarawa State. I was ministering. One of my pastors was there. And I had to give him the mic because I went to his church when that miracle happened. I went to dedicate his building when that miracle happened. I remember seven women that were prayed for in one service, and within a year, all of them had their miracle. But there was an eighth woman, and maybe you are the eighth woman. Chule Bolanta cannot heal you, he doesn't know how to heal. But I know the healer. And my faith is in the healer who gives the breath of life. I like people like John G. Lake. I read people like that. You know, John G. Lake, one time, I've not forgotten this story, but let's travel to John G. Lake. He said a baby broke her neck. I can't remember the brother's name, one black brother in South Africa. He said when he entered and he saw that brother praying for the baby, from his own scientific experience, he looked at the neck. The neck was broken. He said, but this brother was still praying. So he moved to another hut and said, God, don't let my unbelief remove this guy's faith. So he moved to another room. He said, after a few hours, he was praying quietly. He said, the brother, he now went and saw that the brother, and the brother said, ah, baby healed. The broken neck was healed. Your scientific mind sometime, we deny there's God. But you'll be priding yourself in the number of PhDs you have that has turned to unbelief in your life. Father, he said he prayed, Father, remove anything in my spirit that will make you doubt God. That my pastor said, the eighth woman is a Catholic woman. You didn't know about her, but they have surgically removed her womb and she came back. Yeah! To give him mic, I said, I didn't see that one. Tell it yourself. So we have a choice. Your case is not impossible today. If you were here last night, that lady that said her period ceased, she was beginning to feel the thing. Is she here today? Are you here today? How are you doing today? Glory to God. A man cannot do that. Let me prophesy to you. What God will do in these last days, He will not just use the preacher. He's going to use the children of God. In your offices, miracles will happen. When you get into a bus, miracles will happen. God is going to turn the world upside down again. There's a healing revival that is going to hit planet Earth. And it's about beginning now. It's a move of the church of Jesus Christ. And God is going to shock the devil with the supernatural. Please be seated. I was doing a Zoom meeting for one UK network right in my house. While I was minding my own business, I just had an open vision. I saw people whose arms were amputated. I saw hands growing out. Everywhere I go, I'm looking for that. Because if God shows you something, He wants to do it. I don't know about you, but that is the way I think. That's the way my mind works. If He has said it, I'm hunting for it. Okay. Note this down. The joy of consecration. Say with me. The joy of consecration cancels the voice of condemnation and releases grace for ministry. The joy of consecration cancels the voice of condemnation and releases grace for ministry. Write down 1 Samuel 22 verses 1 and 2. And Psalm 105, verse 17 to 22. 1 Samuel 22, 1 and 2. Psalm 105, 17 to 22. David, therefore, 1 Samuel 22, 1, departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam, where his brethren and all his father's house heard it. They went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in death, and everyone that was discontented,
gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. Who wants this kind of church? What kind of church is this? A church that when you collect transport money, you give everybody offering to take bus back home. A church that all you are doing is helping people to pay school fees. That was the kind of church David had. I mean, look at it too. Distress, in debt, discontented. They gathered them. You see, they came like bees and gathered around him. Even in your house, everybody distressed, discontented. Everybody with problems. If they gather, you know that God needs to give you grace. Alright? But when you are committed to the will of God, those were the men that became the mighty men of David. There are mighty men and women in this house. I said there are mighty men and women in this house. I've seen people in our church that we used to help them push their car to start. But what they are driving now and where they are living now after many years is a testimony on its own. You are not going to end where you started. I said you are not going to end where you started. Is there a better amen in the house of the Lord? I can imagine David thinking, I'm running for my dear life from King Saul. I don't need this. How many of you have ever felt you have enough problem of your own that other people come and ask you to help them? You are trying to raise your own child's school fees, and another 5 school fees requests that have come to you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to take care of this one problem, and 10 others have arrived in my front. I want to say the joy of consecration will give you grace to minister in that situation. Many times in our lives, we shall minister out of our pain and distress. When I first entered the ministry, man of God, in full-time ministry, are there some ministers here? Men of God, women of God. The first place I went to preach, they gave me 100 naira. That was 1987. That's quite a while ago, Abby. A little while ago. They gave me 100 naira. As I was leaving the place quietly, I met an old friend from the university who is a doctor. The guy asked me, it's not like now that it's glamorous to be in ministry. I'm talking about full time. I've been preaching longer, but full time, this is all I'm doing with my life. Full time now. There's nothing else. This is all I'm doing. I saw the guy. He asked me, so what are you doing now? That I calling pastor is like a curse word. Sorry to say. When I say I am in the ministry, say you are in the mini what? He said, hunger will kill you. Those 4 words, they were terrible words. As I was going to take bus, when I took one, say, we are hunger. We kill you. When I try to sit down, hunger. We. But you see, when there's a concern, I had to throw that thing away in the night. I started talking to hunger. I say, I will never be hungry. You cannot kill me. God called me to do this assignment, and I'm going to do well. There was nobody there. I started shouting on my own. I started jumping on my own, and that foolish spirit disappeared. And hunger has refused to kill me. I've employed many people. God has opened the nations to me. I want to say to you, the joy of consecration will silence the voice of condemnation. But if you are not consecrated, you say, hey, there may be a fact to this thing. When was the last offering I got? You start calculating and meditating with the devil. Satan will start giving you counseling session. Hey, this marriage may not really work. See the way he looked at you. Are you sure he still loves you? Maybe something is happening in his head. The man said, did you really make a mistake? Don't have conference with Satan. Casting down imagination. The battlefield is in your mind. And if you don't fight that battle, I believe I'm talking to somebody there. And when you talk so long, you can start shouting in your room. People say, what's wrong with you? Sometimes you have to lock the door when you want to shout. Sometimes I talk, and I start shouting. I say, glory to God. Somebody asked Wiggles what? Why do you always look the same? I think it was Lester Sumrall. He said, when I wake up in the morning, 10 to 12 minutes, I just dance before the Lord. I create the atmosphere of heaven in my house. It's not happiness. It's joy we are talking about. Hallelujah to Jesus. In 2006, my wife and I were in a conference in England at Ashburnham. It was a leadership retreat for one organization. We were speaking there. We spoke and it was great and it was time to go. So, the bishop of the Pentecostal Holiness in America at the time, 2006, Doug Beecham, he said he was going to pray for my wife and I. An elderly man, is retired now. We're still in touch with him. So he prayed for us. Then he said, prophesying. In my mind, I said, that prophecy. I was rejecting it in my mind. I like to tell you the truth. If I come here as a superman, you would think God can never use you. Every time I preach, I say, God, even let children understand what I'm saying. And let me be at your level so that you yourself, you can know that God can use you. When we make it too high, you think we are supermen. Me, I'm not a superman. I'm just a man that serves a super God. He said he saw my wife with people with turbans. Plenty all over the place. The place was full of them. And my wife was ministering powerfully to them. In my mind, I said, I'm in Kaduna. And you are seeing Toba. Father, in the name of Jesus, let him see Paris. Let him see the nations. And I reject them. The man prophesied. I don't even know if I said amen. So I went out. I told my wife, you are the one they saw. They didn't see me in that vision. It is you they saw in the vision. So know what you are going to do. Anyway, we've been supporting missionaries for a long time, you know. But that one he was seeing was a deeper level. One thing led to another. I don't want to give you too many details of that. But one thing led to another. I think it was 2012. Yeah, this 22, about 10 years ago now. That the Lord spoke to me clearly. To start planting mission churches of our own. I'm not talking about a church in Lagos, Ibadan, Ireland, and those kind of countries. I'm talking about frontline places. The places where someone says, come and go there. You say, Father, send Jonah there. Send somebody else. And just December, we were looking at that report. It hasn't always been easy, but it has been full of joy. We are in 8 of those nations today. And there are 192 of those frontline churches as I speak to you right now. And I'm sure before the end of the year, we'll cross 200 of those kind of frontline churches. Has it been easy? You serve with joy. My wife was talking on our wedding. Was this my birthday or our wedding anniversary? My birthday, I think she was talking. No, we had 20 years anniversary of our orphanage. My wife said, you know, it was a small thing. I didn't want too much noise. We should mark 20. So we called a few friends. My wife said, before this man married me, I've never had her say that one before. The first thing he told me is that we're going to have an orphanage. I looked at her and said, is that the first thing I told you? I must have been crazy. How will a woman love you? You are trying to get a woman to marry you. He said, I'll say you are going to have how many children? I said, the first thing you told me is that we are going to have an orphanage. I said, God, thank God for godly woman. We've done it with joy. Some of those kids have graduated university today. And many more are going in. What am I trying to drive home to you? There's a certain consecration you make with God with joy. And it may be challenging sometimes. But you keep shouting in the midst of the pressure. If I'm not allowed to. But if I share some of the challenges we shouted through, you wouldn't believe it. What you are going through is nothing for God. Heaven has taken care of that situation. If you will give God his own food of praise and you begin to shout, your praise is going to suffocate the enemy. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling has he ordained praise that he may steal the avenger. Let's have a praise break in this church right now. Begin to shout over that situation. Begin to shout over that situation. Begin to shout your victory. 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 Now pause for a moment. Just pause for a moment. Pause for one moment. The way I do my own shout, the wall of Jericho did not fall
until it was attacked. They went around it. I pick a wall of Jericho. It could be family. I'm specific. So when I'm shouting, I'm not just shouting because my neighbor is shouting. I don't know what you are shouting about, but me, I know what I'm shouting about. So if I'm shouting, I say, God, this over this particular need in my life. And I will shout for some time. Then I will change it again. I will shout another one. Because when you are doing this, something is happening at home. When you begin to shout his praises in church, the angels are walking in another place. So pick what, attack, it's a, attack. Pick one. You will shout for some time. Change it again. Pick one. Go. Of rejoicing shall not cease from your habitation in the name of Jesus. Sit down for a bit. I need to offload everything. When you are rejoicing, something is happening at home. So I've experienced this many times. I don't like sharing too many personal family things. But we've been through some situations where is what broke the neck. You have confessed, you are confused. But the joy of the Lord never stops. I will just take the situation and say, Father, this is it. But I'm rejoicing because you are working on it. And before you know it, you yourself will not even know how it turned. Because you are bringing God on the scene. One or two quick thoughts and then I shall begin to pray for people. I told you we are giving a bit more meat, Abby. Alright. Joy of consecration, say with me, comes when you repair the broken down altars in your life. Go to Ezekiel chapter 14, verses 4 and 5. Are you ready? This is God talking now. Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to the prophet, I the Lord will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of idols of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through idols. Perhaps the best way I can explain this to you, when an altar is broken because of idols, idol is anything that we venerate more than God. Your work can be an idol, your money can be an idol, your looks can be an idol, your degree can be an idol, your whatever can be an idol. That means that thing is higher than God in your mind. Sometimes we don't accept it. The children of Israel, God told them, I don't want you to have a king. But they said, God, I must. I'm talking about consecration now. I'm talking about consecration. Consecration
is the kind of prayer Jesus prayed. We don't, Father, if it be thy will, when you are saying, God, I want to do your will. If God brings you to this church and someone offends you and you decide to leave, you are not consecrated. Your joy can be affected. Because the day you find a perfect church, the church will get imperfect because you came. And, the hunt for a perfect church continues until Jesus comes. But there's a joy. God brought me here. With every sense of humility and responsibility, there are many places I could be in this world without stress. But when you are consecrated, when Jesus appeared to me on the 3rd of November 2019, he said, I've come to open the ship gate. I wish he opened the gate in another place. But it was that same gate he opened. That same our gate he opened. He opened the gate. Jesus opened the gate. That's why I'm saying, Satan, if Jesus opened gate, no shaking now. He opened the gate. Jesus opened the gate. And one thing that surprised me is that he opened it at once. That gate, you need one person to hold one side, and one person to, Jesus just opened it at once. He said, I have come to open the ship gate. And we've seen exponential growth in that mission department. What I'm saying is that there's a consecration that says, come hell or high water, sink or swim, live or die. Goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I stay no longer with you. I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. Now listen. Don't have a king, we want a king. Don't have a king, we want a king. Don't have a king. You know, sometimes parents, when a child worries you too much, you've had enough, what do they like eating nowadays? Is it ice cream or chocolate? You've had enough chocolate. The mother out of frustration, just take. Just take. But when you go to the dentist, the same child will say, it's paining me. But you want that chocolate now. Are you following what I'm saying? God said, don't have a king, they wanted a king. Paul and Silas were in prison. If it's some of us in that prison, our discussion will be different. Silas would have said, Brother Paul, hey Silas, how are you doing, buddy? Well, I don't know. My back hurts. Sorry, mine is hurting too. Wow. Are you sure that guy, that vision you had, Brother Paul, are you sure it wasn't something we ate last night? That Ogbono was really good, and that, but maybe we just dreamt it up, man. If we're in the will of God, why is my back bleeding right now? Oh, man. If I get out of this prison, I'm going back to my business. This full-time thing does not work. I don't know if they had that discussion, but they made up their mind. Bleeding backs or no bleeding backs, I'm going to serve God with joy. And that is a sacrifice. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If you know the will of God and it's tough in the will of God, give him a sacrifice of joy. God will come down into that situation with you. That's why people get depressed and all these things. Because you are not allowing joy to rise up in your heart. You are majoring on the minor. Jesus looked at the bigger picture when he was going through all that flogging and beating. But I have another guy in the Bible. We will not read about him today. Well, you know his story. His name is Jonah. Jonah served God without joy. Jonah chapter 4, you can read on your own. God said, Jonah, come and go to Nineveh and tell them what I'm saying. He went. But as he was preaching, he said, God, Nineveh repents. In his mind, he said, God killed them. Nineveh repents, said Father. If you read Jonah chapter 4, he said, I know you're a compassionate God. And that you will forgive them. But the Assyrians were tough, proud people. They were a threat, constant threat to Israel. So he went there like, okay, God. In fact, he lost his joy while preaching. Ministers
Be careful, you can lose your joy while preaching, even as an adult in your life.
When, you see, I gave my life when I was in Form 2 in 1976. Okay? Don't do any math. I'm okay. As a Baptist boy, got baptized in the Holy Ghost. That time, it's not like now. Baptist is open now. That time, if you speak in tongues, they will kick you out. So I had to leave. Anyway, that's another story for another day. Came among these speaking in tongues people. And I saw things I didn't even understand. You know, sometimes you think you lose your job because as an idol you are not killing. This is a true story. A man of God approached me. By the way, he was a deliverance minister. I'll talk small about that just to help somebody. That one man, we don't do him. So he's not new. Came, said to me, I should join him in prayer that if his wife does not divorce him, God will kill his wife. He didn't use the word kill. He said, he used a nice word. God will take her to heaven. If the woman doesn't want to go and your prayer takes her to heaven, didn't you kill her? Stop practicing Pentecostal witchcraft. So in my mind, I said, if somebody needs to go to heaven between two of you, is it not better that the man goes so that somebody can look after the children? But when there's an idol in your life, you pray crazy prayers. Sometimes the reason you've lost your joy is there's an idol there. You were happy with your car until you saw your friend's car. Say, God, I pray more than her. I even give more than her. How come? And then, Father, give it to me. You are asking out of lust to consume it upon you. It was not a true desire. And every time the person passes, they say, not only you did church. Yeah, I know there's nobody like that here. All of you are just wonderful saints of God. Hallelujah. One great man of God said, a message should either make you glad, mad, or sad, or the three of the above. Can you say a little amen somewhere? You need to, you see, if there are things in your life, there are things that actually steal your joy. It's not the devil, it's an idol that you have made yourself. One of it is comparing yourself with other people. The Joneses. And then you become an acting big man or an acting big woman. You are just acting. Don't ask somebody that, ask yourself, am I an acting big woman? Am I an acting big man? Everything you own is borrowed. Everything. From shoe to top. And you lose your joy over just somebody getting blessed. If I know the direction I'm going, what does it matter what's happening to someone else? In fact, I should rejoice with you because when blessings is coming near your neighbor, it means it's nearer you than before somebody. Instead of allowing your idol, oh, this person is getting married, my own is coming. You should dance with them as though you are the one getting married. But if there's an idol of competition in your ministry, as an idol of, I've been, by the grace of God, the places this my leg has touched, you won't believe. But you never, it's not a problem. There's one more thought, but let me express this one and be done with it. I prophesied on one woman years ago that God will take her to their parliament in their country in Europe. For what was a crazy meeting. I was to preach Sunday morning, and these guys were live on TV. I mean, not the time of streaming, no. I mean, they have a TV station that as you are talking, the whole city and the other countries are watching you. And I got up to preach like that, and the Lord said, call her and her husband up, and I called them up, and I said, so what? He said, tell her to run, she's going to win. I said, run for what? There are all these prophets all over the place. I defy them. A prophet who collects data is a false prophet. If you collect people's data and information without prophesying, you are crazy. Totally crazy. The prophetic ministry should make you walk with fear and trembling. Because you can destroy somebody's life. Anyway, that is just Jara, we say in the north. It's a bonus. I gave that word. Long story short, they took me to lunch. The man was pulling my shirt. We are behind in the polls. I don't even know what we ate that day. I said, God, you have ruined my ministry. Publicly, everybody has heard now. Of course, she went to parliament. She brought me in there one day to address their party. One big limo came and carried me. When the thing came, I thought, who are they looking for? I realized it was me. Me too, I enter like one better person. They carried me to the place. They opened door for me. Me too, I walk out like one man, like that. But you can't create things like that except God creates them. I know I'm not, you know, that for some people that is the, I'm not even believing for something like that. My quest is the presence of God. In my life, if I don't care who it is, the presence of God is my highest quest in life. If you take that, take every other thing I don't want. So, any idol you know that is killing your joy, crucify the idol. Some parents create idol. They say, my favorite child. Because that one is always coming first. And then the one not coming first now has to be competing with that one. They say, okay. And there will be a kind of jealousy against your sister or against your brother. And some of the things that is stealing your joy now is any small memory of that one. Something will rise up in you. Then they take you to the next generation too. My children must do better than that one. If their child goes to London, my own must go to America. If that one goes to Canada, my own must go to where? Jamaica. Hey! You know, I'm preaching by the spirit of prophecy. And what happens is that God begins to showcase things to you and you talk about them. Those things are not in my note. I'm just talking. Are you still here? Can you take one more? Just one more. Anybody who is taller than you is too tall. Because there's nothing you can do about the height. There's no point doing like this. Just maintain yourself. Anybody shorter than you, Kuma? It's too short. Because there's nothing I can do about that height. I don't know about fatter, but taller and shorter. That one I'm sure. Try to enjoy yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Try to enjoy your life. Enjoy where you are on the way to where you are going. You may not be where you want to be, but be happy, be joyful where you are now on the way to where God is taking you. Today in one location we pay over 200 salaries in one location. But there was a time that to eat was a problem. One day, I just want to help somebody. I will get to this last point soon. One day at home, many years ago, we didn't have any children. My wife and I got up in the morning. We looked at the store. There was nothing there. Breakfast, there's nothing. If you know my wife, she's a very quiet woman. A very strong woman of faith. So we sat there at the dining table. We were just gisting. I'm not saying, God, why have you done this? The joy of consecration. If you are a minister and there's a problem in the house, you didn't eat, don't go and tell the church that you people are not taking care of me. What's wrong with you? Did they call you? Maybe you should go to your elders and talk. You people are not taking care of me. With all what I'm doing for you. I don't want to be with a guy like that. I can tell you many stories. I don't even know why I'm saying these things. So let me try and finish. Because it's a bad advertisement for God. If you have quarrel, go and quarrel with the person that sent you. And God will have a neat way to take care of that thing. Anyway, We were just gisting. Then one sister came. She said, as I was buying, I think it was potatoes, she said, something said I should buy you one basket. That something is the Holy Ghost. Because pastor was fasting for no reason. We said, put it in the kitchen. When she left, I told my wife, give me a high five. If you sow in tears, you will come back with joy. You see, one of the things that confuses the younger ministers is people testify, but they don't tell you the other side. They tell you the victory, but they don't tell you about the test. So you want to have the victory without the test, and then you lose the joy of even serving God. We were still sitting on that same spot. This is a long time ago, probably 1989 or something like that. So it's a very old story. But I tell it all the time because that's how we started. And it's good to tell it. We were still sitting on that table. I still remember the table, round table like this. You know, when you are just two of you don't need a big table. Just a round table. Another sister. I don't know why it's only sisters that hear from God. What's wrong with these men? Can't they hear God? All those men in our church, nobody came to our help. God will bless you, daughters of Zion. Brothers, don't be jealous. God will bless you too. Please hear God, brothers. Who they hear? Okay, that hear for that generator that pastor talk about. We will see that by Sunday. Even I don't hear for that generator that pastor talk about. This other one said, I was buying eggs. And something, that something is someone. Say, buy pastor egg. To you is a very simple test, but potato and egg. What is that? At that time, there was, in the store was zero. Nothing. Man of God, zero. And we are preaching faith. When she went and left, drove off, I said, my wife, give me another high five again. I said, now you have to enter and perform your ministry. Hallelujah. But the thing is, it didn't change our joy. Because we know that need is already met according to his riches and glory. So you see, if you don't mix faith with joy with your faith, you'll be frowning. You'll say, I'm serving the Lord. Say, serve the Lord with gladness. And because you are not serving him with joy, for the abundance of things will not be our portion, he said they will serve their enemies. Anything you are doing in this church, maybe they recognize you or not, do it with joy. Because God that sees in secret, he will reward you in the open. One more thought I think I have, and then I'm going to start praying now. My time is about the time I set for myself. Anyway, Lillian Yeomans, I don't know if you know, you've read about this woman, one of those old timers. She gave a story. Look at Hebrews 1, 8 and 9 as I close. But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever. Even a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy throne. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. The yoke-breaking anointing, say with me, the yoke-breaking anointing is the oil of gladness. It is waiting to hear your voice to manifest in your life. The yoke-breaking anointing is the oil of gladness. It is waiting to hear your voice to manifest in your life. Lillian Yeomans, one of those old-timers, she was a doctor and all that. She shared a testimony in one of her books that I consider a classic. She said there was a missionary, I think, in China. I think she had smallpox. And God showed her, you know, that time they'll quarantine you once you have smallpox because it was contagious, it was a new disease. They didn't have these miracle drugs then. So they quarantined her. And, you know, when they quarantined her, she was there. And the Lord spoke to her, showed her a vision. She saw her problem, in this case, her sickness, her smallpox, in one basket, full. And then the next basket was empty. And the Lord told her, if she will begin to praise God, she will get healed. If you've been quarantined, it's not the one you go on your own. If you've been quarantined by force, you know that it's not a good experience. So the woman began to praise God. Medical science couldn't help her. She began to praise God. She began to praise God. She began to worship God. Just thanking God. Lord, I thank you. The nurses thought, maybe these things get into her brain. She kept singing. She kept worshiping. And then God showed her that the basket of her praise was beginning to fill up. You know, smallpox, the whole thing is all over your body. And as she increased the basket of her praise, somebody, you are having a pain around here, just here. Around here, now. Do bye-bye to the thing. As she increased the basket of her praise, nobody prayed for her. The smallpox just disappeared. Now it's documented, you can read it for yourself. The wall of Jericho was waiting to come down. Waiting for their shout. The three armies against Jehoshaphat. What happened? When they began to praise, 2 Chronicles 20, the Lord said what? Ambushments against them. Whatever it is today, needs to hear your voice. Let me give you one story. There's a boy, a young man I saw here yesterday, Kayode Ogundolapo. Maybe he wasn't the one, maybe in a spirit. Where is he? I thought I saw him on that side yesterday. I'll tell you that boy's story. That boy, young man now is married, but he used to work in my office, now in Lagos. He used to, when he goes to bed, he will wake up in the morning. You actually see real razor blade, sometimes bleeding all over him. We taught on the authority of the believer in church then. He told his mother and his sister to go into the inner room. He will stay in the parlor. If Jesus is the head and I'm the body, if you touch me, you are touching Jesus. Isn't it also? Many of these things won't work for you because you had it one time. You're going to read it and read it and read it. The word of God will work for you if you see it as one that has gotten a great spoil. When the word really starts working in you is when joy is mixed with it. When there's revealed knowledge, there will be shouting. There are some things you've not seen before. You say, wow! He got it that day. And he went home and began to rebuke. When those people came, in the name of Jesus, they stopped. He said, this thing is working. Start running around the room. He said, they're running. In the spirit, though, he didn't see them physically. Pack, 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 pack. Run faster. Pack, 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 pack. Run faster. Pack, pack, pack. Your mountain is waiting to hear your voice. Your mountain is waiting to hear your joy. That was the end of that story. Now, in the deliverance days, what I found out is that the same people we deliver on Monday, by Friday, they are back. If they last 2 weeks, but that, we didn't pray for that guy, he delivered himself. Now, if you're in a situation where you can't help yourself, of course we'll pray for you. That's why we're here. I told you the story maybe last time I was here of a guy that the doctor said, we don't know what's wrong with you in the abdomen. I didn't pray for him, but two of my pastors also prayed for him. And after about 2 hours of just praying, they didn't know what was wrong too. The guy vomited an object that had 26 office pinheads. I have the picture here. It had a black thread with a paper. And by the time they got someone to read that paper, it had three names of evil spirits. He never swallowed it, but it entered him. They are true demonic things. Like the guy yesterday that they fired him arrow. They jazzed him. I think he used the word jazzed him. And for since how many years we haven't had problem? Anointing just came. The same anointing is on the word of God. So today, your mountain needs to hear your voice, needs to hear your joy. Let's rise this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now begin to speak to that mountain and tell it to get out of your way. Is it a mountain of finances, a mountain of whatever it is? Tell it to get out of your way in the name of Jesus. I speak to you. You get out of my path in Jesus' name. Let me lead you. Let me lead you. Say after me in the name of Jesus. Every mountain standing before me on the authority of the word of God, because I'm the body of Christ and a member in particular, I rebuke you. I command you to get out of my way. Be cast into the sea. Mountain of fear. Every mountain in my life, be gone in the name of Jesus. I am healed. I am delivered. Father, I give you praise because it is mine now. And I rejoice right now. I give you praise and I rejoice right now. I give you praise and I rejoice right now. I give you praise. I rejoice right now. I have the needs met in the name of Jesus. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Ma la 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 bo se se rianta la 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 bo sata. Morra bara da 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 bo sata. Ibra bro do 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 sata. God is healing people right now. The right eye is being touched by the power of God. Your tailbone, that last one there. I said, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every migraine headache disappear in Jesus' name. Every pain around the ribs here down. I said, be healed in the name of Jesus. Blocked or deaf ear, open in Jesus' name. Bleeding in the nose, be gone in the name of Jesus. Every chest condition, go now in Jesus' name. Every knee problem, go now in Jesus' name. Shoulder problem, disappear in Jesus' name. Pain in the eye, be gone in Jesus' name. Father, every infirmity under the sound of my voice, I bind you and I cast you out. Urinary infection, be healed in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God burn you out in the name of Jesus. Oh, lift your hand everywhere and give him praise and honor. I want to prophesy over people this morning. Just lift your hand, give him praise and honor. Give him praise and honor. Give him praise. Just thank him. In faith, do something you couldn't do in faith. If it's your knee, move it. If it's your back, bend it. Just look for your healing, not your disease. I'm seeing somebody, there's a band, something tied round from front to back. You may feel it like a pain that goes around you. Just circulates like that. You are loosed in Jesus' name. Last night, I saw somebody who had a problem swallowing. I didn't mention it, but you are healed. If you are here, and if you are not here, wherever you are healed in the name of Jesus. Just wave your hand. I'm giving all the glory. Give him all the glory. In the spirit of God, just now, I saw somebody doing like this. This thing was almost touching your back. Maybe it's a knee problem, whatever, or one of your legs is not working well. You need to do that now. Something's wrong with one of your legs. Just do that now. And the power of God will just get to you. Somebody wave your hand and thank him for the healing miracle. Wave your hand and thank him for the healing miracle. All right. You won't come forward, but if God has touched you physically, just wave your hand. Something went out of you, just wave that hand. Something went out of you, just wave that hand. Give him praise. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. Just wave that hand. Give him praise. Just wave it. Something went out of you. Wave that hand. You won't come forward today. You can always share the testimony later because of our time. Praise God. Hey! Woo! Hallelujah! I feel the power of God in this place. Glory to God. Just give him a wave offering again. Give him a wave offering again. Where is that pastor? Is he here now? He's not here. All right, glory to God. Glory to God. I wonder if you're in full-time ministry, full-time, I want you to come forward and just stand. Full-time ministry. You have full-time ministry. This sister that led prayer, Abby, do you mind? Just come up here. I saw something in the spirit. As I turned to look back, I looked at you. But instead of seeing you, I saw something else. You can't even stand there. You know, like rope that they used to, you know, children will use rope. And you are, it's like you are jumping, hopping. And it's like the hopping is, you know, something about time. It's like they're hurrying you. Somebody saying, oh yeah, jump. I just saw you hopping. The Lord says the hopping is over. He said, my time is not man's time. Are you married? It's about that. Listen up. My own, I repeat station. When the angel tell me, I tell you. He said, you will not marry a fool. That's the end of that word there. Lift your hand and just wave it. Ruth had to marry Boaz for certain things to be fulfilled. There are certain grace you carry if you marry the wrong person. The agenda of heaven will be terminated. Lord, I speak over her that the person you've ordained will be the one to come. And wherever you are, I grant you speed. Be manifested in the name of Jesus. Be manifested in the name of Jesus. There's something you are trying to collect from my hand. Stand behind the man. Stand behind this man. I saw myself giving you something white. If you convert, God will give now. Knock him out, Holy Ghost. Knock him out. Knock him out, Holy Ghost. Knock him out. Knock him out, Holy Ghost. Sharababababababababa. The battle is not for the strong, and the race is not for the swift. This man, the Lord said, a dimension of ministry will start up that you didn't have before. It's going to start. I just saw a white paper in my hand, and the guy was, see, by force, you take the thing. So, the violent take it by force. Let's stretch our hands towards these ministers as we pray for them. Glory to God. Just pray for them. Pray for them. Whatever you need, I believe by the spirit of impartation, God will give it to you. Libra zazazazayata ta 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 ta. Zoro bo 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 bo. My sister, the Lord says, I've not brought you this far to abandon you. There's fresh grace coming on the walk. Yes, I also see a hurt. On the right toe, something happened in the walk. But tell her I'm pouring oil now. You need to forget the past. It will not limit you. Some words were spoken. But God said, I don't walk with the words of men. What I have said concerning you is eternal. Do you hear that? He said, he that receives you, receives me. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, fresh Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Morianda-da-da. I saw something in the spirit. It just looks like they tied it to that left leg there. It's been a spirit of limitation and hindrance. When you take one step, the step cannot be as long as you want to take. As if something draws you back. Broken, come, come, come. Father, we break that in Jesus' name. We break that in Jesus' name. Mara ba 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 ba. Though your beginning may be small, the latter end shall greatly increase. Be faithful, we have kept you. Jara toto toria. Rano rosso sopragadonos. Ebrasio seritalino de teteteano. It's not over until you win. You've been injured in the house of your friend. But God says, that is what they are saying is not what I am saying. I will perfect all that concerns you and do a new work. The Spirit of the Lord will say to you, I see an exchange. You are exchanging something for something new. The old is going and the new is coming. The old is going and the new is coming. The old is going and the new is coming. 2022 will be a year of the double. Maraka dasaita maya. Needs a fresh grace. Give it to him. Give it to him. Needs a fresh grace. Give it to him. Give it to him. Maraba. The Lord says, fresh grace is yours in this 2022. Fresh grace is yours in this 2022. Fresh grace is yours in this 2022. Fresh grace is yours. And the anointing is flowing from you, the soles of your feet up. It is yours in this 2022. The areas you stumbled before, you won't stumble again. Maranana. My brother here, God says, fear not. The provision shall arrive. The provision shall arrive. I see like a ram that is already prepared. It takes me back to Genesis 22. He said the ram is already prepared. He's already prepared. He's already prepared. Father, let your fresh fire come upon him. In the name of Jesus. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what I have prepared for those that love me. A lot of people look at you and say everything is well, but you know you need compensation this year. Yes, because the back of your hand is dry, there's nothing there. Lord, I charge his angels right now to bring the compensation this man needs. Fire in Jesus' name. Marakatatatatataina Wamara Astandia Krivolo Zezetaenda Morita Tataya. I've written a lot, I've spoken a lot. I've written a lot, I've spoken a lot. I've cried a lot. I've been there, oh God. And then I saw this thing that dropped on your right shoulder like a weight, and the shoulder shifted. But God is bringing a balance into your life and ministry. He's bringing a balance into your life and ministry. And that was the Makadiando breaking. It was like a pain to your back. It was like a pain to your back. It was like I won't be able to get up and go after what I've been through now. But thus said the Spirit of the Lord, I've seen your tears, and there shall be a turnaround. Let your fire come, O God. Let your fire come, O God. In the name of Jesus. Iramato zezekulu. Sister, come bring her back. I hear this in the spirit. It doesn't matter who is not in your life right now. Are you hearing me? It doesn't matter the loss. It doesn't matter the loss. Doesn't matter the loss. You haven't lost God. You might have lost a person, a loved one, but you have not lost God. You have not lost God. I'm the father of the fatherless. I'm the husband of the widow. I hear the roar of a lion. I hear the roar of a lion. Things have happened in your life. People haven't treated you right because of what you've been through. But the lion of the tribe of Judah, the husband of the church, is roaring in this hour. There shall be vindication and compensation. Oh, la rababababababababababa, sisi siyataya. Maya tatataya. Oh yes. A new thing. I will do a new thing. You have gone around this mountain many times. Just receive. Say, I receive. I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. You have gone around this mountain long enough. The Lord said, I will do a new thing. Mara sasaitaya kalianta tataitaya. I see a page that just flipped. In this year, there's a new page for you. New things shall be written concerning you. New things shall be written concerning you. Maya la 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 ba. Once I come to you, stop speaking in tongues. Just change to receiving mode. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Mara sasaitaya. I see some emotional marks on your back, like two lines. People have said things, people have hurt you, all kinds of things have happened. But in this year, God will vindicate you. You don't need to say nothing. I will vindicate you, and I will bring you to rest. Tell Him there will be abundant provision. There's something you are doing that has gotten stuck. It's just no more forward momentum. But God said, I will provide. The Spirit of the Lord will say to you, sir, I see anointing like somebody put oil on your two big toes. God says there's coming a fresh grace upon you this year. It will include grace to heal and provision at a level you have not known it before. I see that people have come to you with different ideas. Why don't you try this? And some of it your heart says, I cannot do that. How am I going to do that? God says, because of that, Solomon did not ask for riches. He asked for the wisdom to lead his people. He said, I will give you what you have not asked. I will give you what you have not asked. I will give you what you have not asked. I will give you what you have not asked. Maga baba, libra sio siya tatatayaya. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of the Lord that showeth mercy. My brother, I don't know what it is, but there's something that is a spirit of hindrance. And I saw this, your left hand, in the spirit, you slapped that thing. And so whatever it is that has just stood in your way like a demagogue, it's just been like a hindering spirit. In the spirit, you slapped the thing. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I join faith with Him. And that spirit of hindrance, I come against you and I uproot you out of His way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jala rabobobobo satayalaya. Thank you, Lord. Church, keep praying with us. Pray in the Holy Ghost. In the Spirit of God, I saw you lifted. Like somebody lifts you up and just raised you up like that. The Lord said, you've offered yourself to me and said, whatever you want to do with me, do. I've come to the end of myself. I've come to the end of my road. I'm asking you He said, in the place of surrender is the place of power, is the place of provision. Lay the case down, leave it there. Lay that case down and leave it there. Lay that case down and leave it there. What is forgiven is forgotten. What is forgiven is forgotten. What is forgiven is forgotten. By your God, you leap over a wall and run through a troop. A humble beginning, but with great purpose and future. God says, learn from all you can learn from that I bring your way, so you'll be ready for that flow of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're desiring the power of God to heal. That's what the Lord shows me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, let there be impartation. Take it. Lift your hands and just worship the Lord with me. Just worship the Lord with me. Ila raba ba 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 ba. Ira ba 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 ba. Let the ministers take their seats right now. I want to walk through this hall as God draws people out. I want to pray for you. All right. I'll just walk, you know, some words. Sometimes the way the things. Right, let's use the grace while it's here quickly. You may hear a word that fits you. Just take it. Just leave her alone. Let God finish His thing. When you are quick to pick people up, if the thing has not lifted, they will fall again. So just leave them. When God finishes with them, they will stand up by themselves, and then you can help them. Can help them. This lady, please come. Step out here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. What I saw in the spirit was like when somebody takes a sharp object. The situation was to destroy you and kill you. What you went through. It was on the left side, very close to the spine. But the Lord did not allow you to be destroyed. But tell her there's a new page in her life. It doesn't matter who is no longer there. Doesn't matter who is gone, there's a new page in your life. Every old baggage, everything that heaven has not put upon you, they are broken today in the name of Jesus. There's an aroma around you that will bring the right one to you. That will bring the Shara Boko Si Paranomo Sisitaya. Father, we thank you for your daughter. Thank you because you've preserved her. For a reason and for this season, your voice shall be heard. Your voice shall be heard. It's not over. Daughter of Zion, is not over. I give you a new beginning. I give you a new beginning. Somebody lift your hand and just bless the Lord. Oh, Rabba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-shataya. Just worship Him all over the place. Worship Him all over the place. Give Him glory all over the place. Give Him glory. That lady there, if you come, just lift your hand and worship the Lord. Yes, this was the area I saw that. Yeah. You can kneel if you like to. It's up to you. If you are believing for the fruit of the womb, just raise your hand. Anybody believing for the fruit of the womb? All right. Come. Just kneel down here quickly. No, don't stand. If you stand, stand where you are. If it is you. If it is you. It is you. Please come. The reason for laying hands on people that stand is we've had problems before. When I pray, just receive for them where you are. Let me start with this, my daughter here. Moria ta 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 ta. Eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard what I have prepared for those that love me. I see a road that is going up. The road is going up. It's very narrow, it's very steep, but it's going up. And sometimes you are. You know, when you are climbing that kind of road, sometimes the car can be having problem really going smooth. It's like I see that road. But there's vegetation on both sides. But you are going. Tell her she will surely get to the crest. You will surely get to the crest. There are so many things that try to pull you back. It's like, God, this is a mountain. I don't even know how to climb. I don't know where to start climbing this mountain from. It's too high for me. Are you married? Is the man here? You travel this morning. You will get to the top of that mountain. You will get to the top of that mountain. You will get to the top of that mountain. And I see you approaching the top of that mountain. I see you approaching the top of that mountain. I see you approaching the top of that mountain. Oh, and there's a very beautiful view when you got up there. Tell her it's worth the journey. It's worth the journey. is what the labor, is what the pain, is what the waiting. I will manifest my glory. I will manifest my glory. My sister, is your husband here today? All right, in the name of Jesus, I use you as a point of contact for that miracle in your home. Father, you have never lied. You showed me that in this section, somebody needs that. So God, thank you for doing it. We return the glory to you. No matter what doctor has been saying. What's your doctor's name? What's his name? Which one have you seen? Give me two names. I had a doctor's name anyway. See, no matter what he's been saying, I will do what I have already done. Lift your hand, worship the Lord, somebody. There's a lady here, that lady in the cap. Allow her to come forward. Stand right here. Lift your hand to the Lord. Maratatatatata. Marita sai Christola yaya. Jivarano e Christola ramamamama. In the spirit of God, I saw something that looked like it was like a woven whip. Somebody uses across your back. It's not physical. It's a season and a challenge that you've been through or you're going through right now. It has been very tough. It's been like, you know. But God wants me to say to you today, there's going to be a turnaround in that situation. There's going to be a turnaround in that situation. It's like they are fighting you on every side. He said, what I have given you, the enemy cannot take.
Amen. Thank you, my Father.
Who is that? All right. The battle is over.
Amen.
The battle is over.
Amen.
I don't want to describe, but you know what I'm talking about. God said, the devil can't have this guy because hands were laid on him some time ago. And there shall be, and Maklisto Vrakanama Hashianda, Bragidia, Brodede, Shita Baba 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 Baba, Shita Baba Baba Baba. I use you as a point of contact. I minister life to that young man in the name of Jesus. I minister life to that young man. And every family trouble, every spirit of rejection, we break your yoke.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Say, don't value yourself by what men have said. Value yourself by what I have said. Somebody lift your hand and just bless the Lord. Worship Him. Worship Him. Please, if you are tired of standing, you are free to sit. But you just worship the Lord. There's one woman I'm looking for from last night. I don't know where she is. Sir, are you together? All right, let me pray for you. Let's stretch our hands towards them. Glory to God. Maratatatata. By your God, you will leap over a wall.
Amen.
And you will run through a troop.
Amen.
What I see in front of you is like a... there's a kind of a bar. To you, it looks very tall, but it just looks like something you can actually just leap over. Tell them 2022, you will leap over that thing.
Amen.
I saw you going through a door, and when you walk through that door, it's as if your shoulder brushed against something. The Spirit of the Lord will say to you, every injury, everything that people have contested to take or forcefully took shall be returned.
Amen.
Do you have kids? All right. The Spirit of the Lord is hovering over your children. There's one particular one you've been praying about. You've been saying, God, this child, Shoma ye, Abiko ni ye, is this child going to really make it? You are even fearful for this child's life. don't want to describe too much. But God is saying, I'm able to bring this child out of the miry clay. He said, the power of habit, the power of addiction, loose in the name of Jesus. What was good to this child's taste bud, let them become bitter today in the name of Jesus. Open the eyes of the child. Spirit of God divine, open the eyes of the child. And I have done it. Why don't you lift your hand and thank him? Somebody just wave your hand and keep giving him the glory. That lady with the glasses, if you will come. That lady with the white shirt. Yes, if you will step up. Glory to God. Can we just pray in the Holy Ghost for a minute? Thank you, Lord. Shatatata ikayata. Why? I don't know what this means to you, but as you knelt down, what I saw, it's not a physical thing. But this situation is like, you know, when somebody is fighting somebody and you want to even tear their clothes, there's an harassment of some kind. But in the name of Jesus, I'm commanding that thing to cease. It's not allowed. It is not allowed. Where you are concerned, it is not allowed. And that foul spirit must stop now. In the name of Jesus. Tell her wherever the harassment is coming, your praise and your joy has stilled the avenger. It has stilled the avenger. It has stilled the avenger. It has stilled the avenger. Father, I give you glory for that. Mora tatata, e Christos asaya. My sister, you are married? Okay. You are or you are not? Okay. I don't know. This must be probably a family thing. I saw like, I don't know if it's an investment or something, but you kicked something like, you know, go and do something for me or work for me. Something like was released to be a blessing to you. But there's contention on it. And the Spirit of the Lord will say to you, you know, like the Bible says, so shall it be, my word that goeth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void. Tell her that what she has released, or what they have released to the Lord, is it money, is it investment, what you've released to work for you will come back. Amen. It is not lost. Amen. Even if it looks like it's quiet, I'm going to bring it back to you. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? It makes sense to you? It's going to come back. Oh my dear. If you understand that one, lift your hand, somebody, and just worship the Lord with me. Give him praise, give him glory, give him praise, give him glory. We'll get to what Kalim Raza said. This man, sir, you, in the glasses, if you are married and your wife is here, she needs to come with you. Glory to God, glory to God. Can you stretch your hands towards this couple, please, and pray with them, pray for them. There's another man I need to get. The man with the glasses there. If you are marrying your wife, you see her, please come. Can we stretch our hands towards these precious people and begin to pray for them? Just begin to pray for them. Just pray. Take a minute to pray. Take a minute to pray. Take a minute to pray for them. Ila karama mama zizete iteli enteli iteli 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 andarade andarade. Ma. Hallelujah. In the Spirit of God, sir. I'm seeing something in the Spirit of God. I hear there's yet another level that I want to bring you. It looks like you got to a certain level and it's like, okay, it's done and dusted. But there's yet another level that the Lord will bring you supernaturally. They will call you. They will call you. They will call you. They will call you. Your labor of love is not forgotten. The many sacrifices that you've made for the kingdom of God is not forgotten. Mahula ranasa uriamba urukumusha kitenanduliam warnasa ita. Wamalwa kasa itam baluma urnali tese ulute kasa uluna ma urnaya katasa siyaya. You got kids? How many? Two. In the name of Jesus. Maru seseteya ta 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 ta. Tell him Satan cannot have any of them. He says Satan cannot have any of them. He says Satan cannot have any of them. I'm seeing a situation that brought some pain. But God is saying to you, sister, tell her that is over. Okay? It's of a personal nature, because it was your left knee that got hurt very close to you. You understand? But the Spirit of the Lord is saying that is past now. Tell her to run for the Lord and behave like it never happened. You understand? So behave like it never happened. There's a huge joy in front of you. And the season of celebration has arrived at your house. Behave like it never happened. There's a huge joy in front of you. You understand? And I don't know what this word may mean to you. He said, I create a level playing field for the next level. I create a level playing field for the rest level, next level. And you shall not be hurt. An investment that had a challenge is not lost. Tell, I will compensate you. As an investment that has a challenge, God said, I will compensate you. I will turn it around, said the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you. Stretch your hands towards this, my brethren here, and pray for them. Lisa Sarita Talita Tata 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 Tata. Mori boro bo 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 bo. Yile roto ro bo 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 bo. Thank you, Lord. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost for them. Pray in the Holy Ghost for them. Thank you, Jesus. Serianda ra bo 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 bo. The Spirit of the Lord will say, it's not over until you win. It's not over until you win. By your God, you will leap over a wall, and by your God, you will run through a troop. I don't know what this picture means for you, but you know this thing that people, somebody will pull in a rope on that side, and you'll be pulling rope on this side. They are pulling the rope, and those guys seem to be gaining a momentum on you. But a strong hand is coming on your side now. And the grounds you've lost, they will be restored back to you. The grounds you've lost, they will be restored back to you. You got kids? Just one. He said it's for sign and a wonder. It's for sign and a wonder. This picture, don't know what it means for you. But in the spirit, where there's been a personal pain and you are limping, he said that same area will become a strong point in your family. That is which is making you to, you know, you are limping just in the spirit on the knee. He said, I'll make it a strong area in your family. I see a covering over that child of yours. The protection of God is there. The care of God is there. and the vindication of the Lord is there. You will not serve the God of Jacob in vain. Your children are for sign. Your child is for sign. It's for wonder. Somebody lift your hand and just bless the Lord with me. If a word is giving and it resonates with you, you just lift your hand and take it. Sometimes, you know, these things. Hallelujah. A word is given to you, resonates, just lift your hand and thank the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you for that word. I thank you for that word. My sister, if you step out real quick, stretch your hands towards her and just pray in the Holy Ghost. My sister here, I saw something on your back that looks like an inscription. Someone just wrote something there, and I'm trying to read it. The figure is 8 and it stands for new beginning. It was written on your back. It's 8. It stands for new beginning. I don't know where you've been and where the road has stopped for you, but God is giving you a new beginning. There's a new start coming your way. Just lift your hand and take it in the name of Jesus. You got kids? There's one, you are not pregnant, but there's one you are carrying, almost like when, you know, when a mother, sometimes that's how God shows me, when a mother is concerned, you see a grown woman pregnant like you are nursing a child. There's one giving you, you know what I'm talking about. It's okay. There's a hand on the head and on the leg. That means that one cannot get away. No matter what that person is doing, it's too late to run from God. Somebody lift your hand and bless the Lord with us today. Give Him glory, give Him glory, give Him praise. Just wave your hand. Just wave your hand. Just wave your hand. Daddy, we worship you. Daddy, we appreciate you today. There's one woman from last night. I'm looking for her. Yes, there you are. Is that your husband? Please come. Thank you, Lord. It's okay. It's okay. You want to kneel down? Can you stretch your hands towards these precious people? I want you to join your hands together if you will. Thank you, Lord. Pray in the Holy Ghost for a bit. Pray in the Holy Ghost for a bit. Pray in the Holy Ghost for a bit. Glory to God. I hear the word forgetting the things that are behind. It's hard sometimes to forget. It's hard sometimes to forget. But the Lord says you need to forget the things that are behind. You know what the Lord is talking about. These are deep things. You need to forget them. Not only forget them, forgive them. Not only forgive them, even forgive your own self. Because sometimes the enemy comes. You could have done better. You could have done better. You didn't do enough. If you that's the spirit of accusation. It is not the spirit of God. I saw a big eraser that was also wiping things out. Just erasing it. Just erasing it. Just erasing it. And when I look at the paper, I could not see anything. God said, if he cannot see anything, why are you seeing what he cannot see? He said, let it go, let it die. Let it go, let it die. Let it die. Then I saw another scene of a fresh white piece of paper. There's nothing on it. See, I should say, tell them they can write whatever they want on this piece of paper. So you can write whatever you want on this piece of paper. Financial success will come because of what you are doing now. Some things that have been in limbo, it will drop, it will not drop. 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 But as you forget the past and you forgive, before the end of this month, all the labor going around, seven circles, you will just find that God is giving you rest.
Amen.
Somebody lift your hand and bless the Lord with us today. Lift your hand, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. There's a man, this man here, sir. If you step out, is your wife here? All right. Let's stretch our hands towards him. I'll just pray over him real quick. Lord said it's not over yet. Say, I'm not done yet. I saw this piece of paper. I don't know what you're believing for, what it is, but I saw this piece of paper with a stamp. It's, you know, this kind of office stamp. There's ink on it, and they stamped it. The approval, whatever you need God to stamp for you, has been stamped. Does that make sense to you, sir? There's something that needs to be stamped. I'm trying to read what they wrote there, but it's just a stamp. It looks like paid or something like that. It's a stamp, sir. But whatever you need, I just saw a stamp. So go rejoicing because it is done in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
This lady here, let's kneel down. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost for a minute. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. It is of his mercy you are not consumed. Delay is not denial. I saw something like a sharp object on this left side, and like just something. It was an attack of the enemy. Why me, Lord? Why me, Lord? I did my best. I don't deserve this. I'm not only removing the pain, I remove the shame. Malaro seseina loromo sente yandea. Maika laisa itali 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 itali. He said, my fire is burning, is burning, is burning, is burning. Tell her I make all things new. 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 And God says to me, she is a trophy of my grace. She is a trophy of my grace. Somebody lift your hand and bless the Lord. Just worship him in this place. Father, I give you glory. I give you praise. Mahakata sasahina laka sahita. We bless you, Father. This sister standing here. Hello. Are you married? Stand. Come on, stand right here. I'll just share what God showed me. He said, you are not alone. You feel lonely, But you are not alone. And I saw, what do you call it, like a shawl, like the one that women, you know, the shawl that they used to back babies, was thrown over your shoulder. It won't be long before the fellow shows up. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Just worship the Lord everywhere. Worship the Lord everywhere. Mara baba baba ba. Who is this lady? Can you stand up? Glory to God. Maybe you should come out. That may be easier for us. Just right here. Father, we thank you for your daughter. Just kneel down. It'll be easier. Mira baba 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 baba. There's something in front of you that I saw it like a white rope. It's like, can't get beyond this point. But it's not your final destination, but you just seem can't get beyond this point. It's just like a stop sign. But it's white in color, so it's not really a stop sign. But it's like, you're just held there. The Holy Ghost wants me to tell you today that He's not done with you yet. Mistakes of the past notwithstanding, said, I'm not done with you yet. Tell her to press forward, go forward, and that barrier will lift. Marian Karabababa. He said, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't let anything and anyone tell you are not good enough. Don't let anyone tell you are not good enough. Because the mercy of God has found you. All right, just lift your hands. Worship the Lord with me. Pray in tongues for a little while. I just move around a bit. And then somebody worship the Lord in this house with me. Just lift your hand. Worship the Lord in this house with me. Thank you, Lord, for your miracles. Thank you for miracle babies in this house. Thank you because we shall celebrate miracle babies. Lord, touch the wombs that need 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 babies. Bring her here, bring her here. Lord, touch the wombs that need babies. Lord, touch the wombs that need babies. Lord, touch the wombs that need babies. Lord, touch the womb that need babies. Thank you, Lord, for touching the wombs that need babies. Jere ba 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 ba. Shara da 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 da. Maka ba 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 ba. That's fine, that's fine. Just leave her alone. Lift your hand, somebody. Father, touch the wombs that need babies. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit, oh God. Yere te 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 te. Young lady, step out here. This, are you a couple? You're on your own? Step up here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody stretch your hands and just pray for them. Pray for them. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your mercy upon this one. I saw something like that, you know, like a blow to the back. And you fell forward. You didn't really fall, but you fell forward. But God said, I'm lifting you out of that disappointment. But sometimes in your mind, you revisit that ugly thing. And God said, it's history, it's gone, and I'm doing a new thing. Father, I break every yoke of regret here. Every yoke of regret, I break it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Sister, are you married here? Is your husband here? Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for your daughter. All right? That's it. Yeah. It's not physical. But on one of the fingers, I think this one here, I see like a wicklow there. You know when there's wicklow, you can't put your hand in water. There's been something in the life, in the family. You can't really do what you want to do. I want to do this, but it just looks like I can't do it. And there's every legal reason not to be able to do it. If I do this, this will happen. If I don't do the other one, that will happen. If I don't do the other one, that situation, God is intervening in it right now. Father, thank you for the favor that man cannot contradict. In the name of Jesus, there shall be a lifting in the name of Jesus. Somebody lift your hand and just worship God with me in this house. That guy, yeah, you, come. Yes. Are you married? You're not married. Right. Lift your hand, just kneel down, lift your hand, kneel down. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I hear the words, out of the eater will come something to eat. You have been through situations where it looks like you have literally, things were just being eaten up. But God says something will come for you to eat. It's like you are throwing in the money, it's just going. It's just going. Something will come for you to eat. Somebody needs a season change. Why don't you lift your hand and thank the Lord for a season change right now? I need a season change. Give Him praise for a season change right now. Can you come out here? That lady there, come quickly. Glory to God. When I looked at your hand in the spirit, you know when somebody carries something that is hot, it looks like the hand just had marks of peeling like that. You've been through some situations that have been that hot. Even you don't know how to tell people. But God says to you, I will compensate you. For every tear, for every rejection. I come against the spirit of rejection. So it doesn't matter who walked out, who said what. He said, I have received you in the beloved. And there's no... I will never change my mind where you are concerned. I will never change my mind where you are concerned. I will never change my mind where you are concerned. Father, we come against every spirit of rejection. What you thought was okay ended up being too hot and it burnt your hands. But God is not true with you yet. In the name of Jesus. Magala Rabo Shatataya. Many arrows were fired at you, and it looked like you would not make it. But you are standing by the grace of God today. And God is saying that I will fulfill my word concerning you. I will perfect all that concerns you. They've hit you here and there. You've been hit here and there, but you are still standing by the grace of God. Father, for your daughter here, I speak a new season. I speak a new season over you. Mora baba baba. From the home front, from every front, there seem to have just been one attack after the other. And it's only in God that you are finding your soul and your satisfaction. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, O God, that you bring her into a new season in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every defamation of character, everything spoken, maybe you did or you did not do, Father, we speak grace and apply the blood of Jesus over her. Father, we give you praise and honor. Can somebody lift their hands right now and give God praise? Give God praise. Give God praise. I worship you, Father. Just worship Him. Just worship Him. Just worship Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you praise, Daddy. We give you glory. We give you praise, Daddy. That man. Yes. Come. Let me pray for you. Hallelujah. You are wonderful. You are wonderful.
You are worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Well, what I saw in the spirit was like there's something in front of you so heavy, you are using all your might to push, but it's not pushing. In this year, God will lift it out of your way. It will move out of the way of your family. It's been sitting there a long time. You guys have done everything humanly possible. By the spirit of faith, we release the ministry of angels to help you.
Amen.
Father, we give you glory. Wave your hand and worship God everywhere. Wave your hand and worship God everywhere. Glory to God. Just worship Him everywhere. Alright, let me just look over here if there's anything I'm to say to someone and then I'm done. That man with... Did I pray for you today? That last man there. I didn't. Come quickly. Let me pray for you. I wanted to just look here a bit and then. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your servant. Stretch your hands towards him. The Lord says they cannot put a mark on you. What I saw was, you know, the spine at the back, and I saw two marks close to the spine. There were some close shaves where the enemy tried to take you down. But the Lord is saying He has preserved you because there's a divine assignment that is not yet done. Don't let, you know, I saw like a dog, yap, 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 yap. Don't let the noise of that dog, don't even think about it. It's just a noise. I said it's just a noise. The dog may be barking, but it cannot bite you. I've brought you out, and I'll make you an example of my grace in these last days. Father, thank you for oil upon his ministry. Thank you for great strength. Let's just look over here briefly, and then I'm done. Glory. This is the man. This is the man. Come. We've been waiting for you, sis. This morning, while I was doing my devotion, I saw you in the spirit. You were standing like this. Then I saw a woman who looked like a man. I wrote it down. In my iPad there. And she was saying that I have come to take what is mine. But it was a very confronting spirit. It was in your face like this. I've come to take what is mine. The Lord says, under the anointing this morning, I should speak to that spirit. So that's all I'm just going to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, that spirit that was confronting your servant in the spirit, that was saying she's come to take what is hers, the spirit looked like a man but had the voice of a woman. I command you by the faith of God, you desist now. And by the power of the blood of Jesus, I render you useless. In the name of Jesus, you take your bag and baggages and get out. In the name of Jesus, no more hindrance to his ministry. No more hindrance to his life. You shut up and go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bro, that should be good now. Okay. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right, I want you to sit down. If I gave you a word specifically this morning, I called you out, just stand where you are. You're not coming forward. I just want you to stand. Please. Just stand where you are. Now, I say this because we want to make sure that people understand. Some words is now. Sometimes I've given word. I gave a word in America to somebody. I say your sister that was lost will be found. And by the time they got home, somebody had called and said they found a woman. Some take some time to come. But you need to rejoice at the word. First of all, If that word made any sense to you at all, can you just wave your hand and thank him? It made sense to you at all. I have not discussed with Pastor Shola. I don't even know any of you. I've been here only one time. So can you just give him praise for the word that came? Just give him praise for the word that came. Remain standing. If while we are prophesying, you know, like the word of knowledge will come, somebody has an ear problem and there are 10 people and they all get healed. If you had a word that just like, it's as if this man is talking to me, not just to that person, I want you to also stand up. Because words spoken under the anointing can be used in battle. Lift your hand and thank God for it. Just lift your hand and thank God for it. Lift your hand and thank God for it. That sister, stand up. You are a married madam, ko? I'm seeing a touchlight in your hand. God will bring many people to you. Listen, who are in big trouble. Moral failure. I don't know your ministry. I don't even know what you do. Family and marriage ministry. I didn't know your ministry. You know? Bad. God wants you to put that light on them. A young people who have been sexually abused, who have been molested. Maybe you are not adding that part, but they are coming. And you need a lot of grace to help them. Let's stretch our hands towards her that God will give her grace for that work. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you glory today. We give you praise today. Now, my brother, you need to come. You come. I'm winding up. Where's your wife? Okay. Just kneel down. Can everybody stretch forth a hand and just pray for him today? That battle has gone on for a long time. It's gone on. We're asking for a divine intervention. We're asking God to do something that will make the devil ashamed. Father, do something that will make the devil ashamed. Church, I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost. If you can rise, pray in the Holy Ghost, please. Mera ta 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 ta. Mera ta 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 ta. Mera ta 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 ta. Moro bo 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 bo. The Lord said, like Job, you have continued to serve the Lord. Job said, even if he slays me, yet I will serve him. There are times you don't even understand what is going, but you've continued to serve the Lord. Like Cornelius, your sacrifice has reached God. Your sacrifice has reached God. And therefore, in the name of Jesus, we bring an end to the affliction. In the name of Jesus. Let your angel touch this family. Touch the child. Touch everyone that needs a touch. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He said, I will satisfy you early with my mercy. You are literally everywhere you go, this thing, you carry it everywhere. The mercy of God. The mercy of Jesus is coming to your home. Da 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 Lift your hand, thank him for it. The sister, you need to run for your victory. Run. Like you got it. If you feel like running, run for your victory. You need to run for your victory. I ran 5 times because there are 5 things I'm believing for right now. I did 5 joys and heaven wrote 5 for me. I don't know how many you did. You know, a meeting like this can go for another hour if we are not careful. Because people are just pulling. I'm holding myself back. People are pulling on me everywhere. Lift your hand and thank God. Let's stretch our hands towards the set man and the set woman and just pray for them in the Holy Spirit. Let's pray for them in the Holy Spirit. Pray for them in the Holy Spirit. Let's pray for them in the Holy Spirit. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Makabosa, makabosa, itabaila. Jevavuvu, jevavavuvu, jetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetet
Oh, Daddy God, we thank you for your servants. Oh, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah. Ooh, Jehovah. Because you have kept a tender heart. Because you have kept a tender heart. Because you have kept a tender heart. My tender mercies will come like a rushing mighty wind. What I'm about to do, you will fight to stay humble. Because it will be too much. I will be a God of a too much. I will make you a channel to release resources into the kingdom of God. And the tap that releases resources can never dry. Makulumu shantaya. This cup shall be filled. This cup shall not only be filled. This cup shall be filled to overflowing. In this year of your overflow, you are possessing buildings. Mary said, "How shall these things be?" He said, "The Holy Ghost will come. I will cause men to watch your program all over the world. Strangers will write you a check. People that don't belong here will be inspired to give you the money. You only to the makunumi kini kukukemana no 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 lobo koto mikidini no 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 mo 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 mo. You only need to open your mouth and I will feel it. When you sense that the time is right, the woman knows when she's to deliver. You will know when to make that request. It's already supplied. And that singular faith action will launch you and your people into a phase of finances that you can only be imagined. He said, blessed is everyone who accepts this word of prophecy. Because in this year of the overflow, I will do exceedingly, I will do abundantly, above all you can ask or think or even imagine, said the Spirit of grace.
In this year, you will outrun the chariots of Ahab. You will outrun those who are doing it the fleshly way. Because my favor will come. And they themselves will know it's the finger of the Lord. And the Lord is saying to my sister, that time will come. That time will come where you will be here on a full-time basis, and there will be more than enough. I will pay you better than they are paying you, because there will be many sons and daughters, because I've also made you a mother in Israel. Sha-ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Father, let revelation gifts be stirred up in her right now. The spirit of seeing and knowing, let it come to abide. Not once in a while, but let it flow. Let it flow. There's something you have been praying about. The Lord said, it is done. It is done. Father, fresh fire upon your servant. The spirit of seeing and knowing. Shh. Let it come to abide. Let it come to abide. By the word of your mouth, let the healings flow. Let the miracles flow. Let the healings flow. Let the miracles flow. Hey, Pastor, something is happening now. Anybody has a problem with the right knee there? Your knee was bothering you before. Is there anyone? Alright. 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 Begin to come out. Pastor, that's how it will be with you now. Begin to come out. The right knee person, hurry up. Run with that your knee because you are healed. Holy Ghost cannot interrupt prophecy. Just move that knee for God. Move it for God. Move it for God. Move it for God. Move it for God. Pastor, when I gave that word, you were the person giving the word. So I was a little bit confused myself. I mean, where am I? You are giving the word. When I gave the word, it was Pastor giving the word. That's another level in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because sita rababa. My sister and my brother, thank God, thank God, thank God for it. Thank God for it, thank God for it, thank God for it. A fresh impartation, a release of the gifts of healings and miracles. If your wrist is bothering you, do this. Your wrist has been worrying you. If your wrist is bothering you, do this. Don't go back. You come back. Your wrist is bothering you. Come out and just be doing this. I don't know what God is doing. This is not planned. Just come. Your wrist. Come out. So if your wrist, don't stand there. When they give word, don't stand there. Just come and stand and move it. 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 Pastor, the Lord will give you more. Funny thing is that I saw you giving that word. So I was wondering, but this is how it's going to happen. You get that impression, just call it out. Your own is to call, Holy Ghost is to do. You say, I have not touched them. Keep moving the wrist now. Keep moving the wrist and the knee. Keep moving the wrist and the knee. Hela, sa. It shall come to pass, lady. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. I need to handle. Come, man of God. Move it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Move it. Father, we give you praise.